Hello, this is Mary with the Commercial News for Danville, dated August 21st, 2017. We will begin today's reading on the front page with the article headlined, Quilters Make Donation to Veterans, Staff Report. A couple dozen veterans will enjoy some cozy evenings thanks to quilts donated by Sewing for Veterans. The group of women made 24 patriotic-themed quilts, which were presented at the 3rd Annual Illinois State American Legion Golf Tournament at Harrison Park in Turtle Run last weekend. The quilts will be given to veterans living at Cannon House at the Veterans Affairs Ileana Healthcare System. Besides donating the quilts, the group raffled one with an eagle in the center, and the winner was announced Saturday night at the American Legion Post 210. Winner was Steve Catlett of Danville, a member of the Sons of the American Legion. That quilt was pieced by Barb Monson of Catlin and quilted by Donna Gash of Danville. With money from the raffle, the group will buy material and supplies for future quilts. The 20 quilters meet from 9:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. on the third Friday of each month at the Westville Library. People are invited to drop off materials or monetary donations at that time. For more information, call Deb Guidry at 369-5057. We continue with an article entitled VA, a Leader in Health Research. This is the third installment of this monthly column, which, as I stated in both of the first two, is intended to convince any and all eligible veterans to at least investigate what VA can do for you and your health care. Again, if you're already receiving care in the VA system, thank you, and we hope to continue to earn your trust. The skeptical reader may well be thinking to himself or herself, "What's so great about VA health care? Seems all I ever hear about VA is negative." Well, did you know that in 1960, VA pioneered the concepts that led to development of computerized axial tomography, CAT scan? Or that in 1974, the Lasker Award was given to a VA physician, Dr. Ludwig Gross, for discovering leukemia and cancer-causing viruses? Much more recently, in 2012, VA researchers, in collaboration with colleagues in Europe and Israel, began developing and testing a new type of artificial pancreas that could lead to major improvements in care for diabetics, and that may have implications for cell therapy for a variety of other chronic health conditions. Here at VA Ileana, our Substance Abuse Rehabilitation Program, or SARP, has, since the 1970s, followed a model of treatment based on the original pioneering version of what today is known as cognitive behavior therapy, rather than the more traditional and widespread 12-step model utilized in the familiar Alcoholics Anonymous. One of the many benefits to our kind of programming is that it offers a message of hope to those who, for whatever reason, do not fit with the more traditional models of treatment. Indeed, that there are alternative modes of treatment for substance abuse disorders, and that if a more traditional treatment approach is not working, it doesn't mean there is something wrong with you. Since last month's column, I have been made aware of, I was about to say that since last month's article, I've been made aware of 9 different emails, letters, and verbal expressions of gratitude from veterans and their family members for services rendered at our facility. But before I could get past that word of, a graduate of our SARP program popped in. He had been seen in our PTSD clinic earlier in the week, attended my daily lecture at 11 this very morning, and spent a few minutes with our suicide prevention coordinator before coming to me just now to gush about the availability of services offered here in mental health, now how he's no longer depressed or suicidal, and that he's maintaining sobriety. And this stuff really works, and I apply what I've learned here every day. I think that kind of makes my point for this month's column. I was going to continue in the vein of debunking VA eligibility myths, as I've done in the first two columns. That will keep until next month. A quick postscript. The VA Ileana Healthcare System will be conducting a phone-a-thon from 2 to 6 p.m. August 30th, and will include calls from our facility as well as our outpatient clinics. The goal of the phone-a-thon is to re-engage veterans that have fallen out of our system in recent years. By Jeff DeBoard, Ph.D., Program Manager for the Substance Abuse Rehabilitation Program at VA Ileana Healthcare System, Danville. Continuing with obituaries. Jacqueline Easley. Jacqueline Julia Hornbuckle Easley passed this life on Monday, August 14, 2017, at her residence, where she was called home to glory. Services will commence at noon, Tuesday, August 22, 2017, at Allen Chapel AME Church, 503 North Jackson Street, Danville. Visitation will begin at 11 a.m. until the start of the service. Officiating pastor, Steve Perkins. Interment, Spring Hill Cemetery. Leek and Sons Funeral Home, 304 East William Street, Danville, in charge of arrangements. A public viewing will commence from 1 to 5 p.m. Monday, August 21, 2017, at Leek and Sons Funeral Home. Condolences and memorials may be sent by accessing www.leekandsonsfuneralhome.com. That's Leek and Sons Funeral Home, all one word. Jack R. Milliken. Jack R. Milliken, 98, passed away at 6:15 p.m. on Friday, August 18, 2017, at Presence United Samaritans Medical Center in Danville. A celebration of his life will be held Wednesday, August 23, at 11 a.m. at Sunset Funeral Home and Cremation Center, 3940 North Vermilion Street, Danville. Visitation will be held an hour before the service. Burial will be in Spring Hill Cemetery. Memorials can be made in Jack's name to Danville Noon Kiwanis. Please join Jack's family in sharing photos and memories on his tribute wall at www.sunsetfuneralhome.com. Sunset Funeral Home is all one word. Ronald Cox. Ronald Cox, 55, of Danville, passed away on Thursday, August 17, 2017, at Carl Hospital in Champaign. He was born on July 28, 1962, to Larry and Patricia Cox in Danville. A celebration of life service will be held at 2 p.m. on Wednesday, August 23, 2017, at Sunset Funeral Home and Cremation Center, 3940 North Vermilion Street in Danville. Visitation will be held prior to his service from 1 to 2 p.m. at the funeral home. Officiating will be Pastor Scott. Burial will be held at a later date at Sunset Memorial Park. Please join Ronald's family in sharing memories, photos, and videos on his tribute wall at www.sunsetfuneralhome.com. Henry Hooker. Henry Frost Hooker, 85, of Danville, Illinois, passed over a long struggle with cancer, surrounded by his family and friends. Services will be at 11 a.m. Tuesday, August 22nd, at Spring Hill Cemetery Family Mausoleum. Friends are welcome. Online condolences at www.rortvedtfuneralservices.com. Ronald Roebling. Ronald Roebling, 86, of Hoopston, formerly of Rossville, passed away at Heritage Health Hoopston on Friday, August 18, 2017, with family by his side. A visitation for Ron will be 2 to 5 p.m. Sunday, August 20th at Sunset Funeral Home and Cremation Center, 3940 North Vermilion Street, Danville. Service will be at 10 a.m. Monday, August 21st. Drew Menser will officiate. Burial at a later date in Bethel Cemetery in Alvin. In lieu of flowers, the family asks memorials be made to Heritage Health Hoopston or Second Church of Christ in Ron's name. Please join Ron's family in sharing video, pictures, and memories on his tribute wall at www.sunsetfuneralhome.com. Richard Wrench. Danville Richard H. Wrench, 75, of Danville, passed away at 8:55 p.m. on August 17, 2017, at North Logan Healthcare in Danville, Illinois. A celebration of life service will be held at 10 a.m. on Tuesday, August 22, 2017, at Sunset Funeral Home and Cremation Center, 3940 North Vermilion Street, Danville. Alex Davolt will officiate. Military rights accorded by American Legion Post 210. Visitation will be held from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. on Monday, August 21st, 2017, at the funeral home. Memorials may be made to Military Order of the Purple Heart at MOPH Headquarters, 5413 Back Lick Road, Springfield, Virginia, 22151. Please join Richard's family in sharing memories, photos, and videos on his tribute wall at www.sunsetfuneralhome.com. We continue with an article from a feature entitled Rediscover Danville in the August 21st edition of the News Gazette. Solar Eclipse by Carol Nichols, Director, Illinois SBDC at DAC. If you read your paper first thing in the morning, there is still time to plan to share the total eclipse of the sun with others in the Danville area today by going to the Solar Eclipse Viewing Party at Kennecott County Park at 22296 Henning Road in Danville. The solar eclipse will begin around 11:53 a.m. with maximum coverage at approximately 1:20 p.m. and ending around 2:44 p.m. Visitors are invited to bring a picnic lunch, lawn chairs, and/or blankets to enjoy during the event. The Vermilion County Conservation District will provide solar eclipse-safe glasses, refreshments, and a sweet treat. While not in the direct path of the eclipse, our area can expect 92% obscuration of the sun by the passing moon. Of course, be sure not to look directly at the sun during the eclipse unless you have eclipse-safe eyewear, as will be provided at this event. This is an event that may have crept up on some of us, while others have planned for years to maximize their enjoyment of this somewhat rare event. In the Carbondale area, where the sun will be totally obscured for the longest of anywhere in the United States, committees have been planning for this day for several years and expect thousands to travel there to experience it. The internet is a wealth of information if you haven't studied up on this yet. For example, I learned from a Washington Post site that there will actually be 27 more opportunities to experience total solar eclipses in my lifetime. However, only 3 will be visible from the United States. I did zero in on the date of the total solar eclipse that had the biggest impact on me. On July 20, 1963, the path of the total solar eclipse went across Canada and the northernmost portions of the United States. Without the internet and high-tech tools to pinpoint the path, it was evidently close enough for grandmas throughout Vermilion County to worry. I remember my 83-year-old grandma was very concerned that I would look directly at the sun in spite of the fact that she had told me repeatedly not to do so. Of course, what happens when someone tells you not to think about elephants? I would never think of looking directly at the sun on any other day, but when someone tells you over and over not to, you feel like you must. I remember riding down Fairchild Street in Danville with my aunt and seeing a young man walking down the sidewalk with a cardboard box over his head, undoubtedly the solar eclipse viewer that can be made to see the shadow of the eclipse. See directions on the internet. I can't tell you for sure if I defied my grandma and looked, but when I researched the path of that eclipse, it is little wonder I remember being less than impressed after all the hype. I was reminded of this when my sister-in-law, now a grandma, called everyone together at a family gathering last week to announce to everyone to be sure not to look at the solar eclipse. It's good to know grandmas in every generation are looking after us. If you by chance totally miss the total eclipse today, there is still hope. The next total solar eclipse visible in our area will be April 8, 2024, and will actually pass closer to Danville, where the sun will be 98% obscured, and the full effect will be seen as close as Paris, Illinois. Order your solar eclipse glasses now, so you will be ready to rediscover the total eclipse of the sun in Vermilion County. Carol Nichols is the Executive Director of the Illinois Small Business Development Center at DAC in Danville. She can be reached at 217-442-7232 or SB as in boy, D as in dog, C at DAC.edu. And now continuing with an article from the Commercial News entitled Indiana Man's Novel Revolves Around Ancient Mysteries by Mary Wyckoff, August 20th. 2017, Covington, Indiana. Many people have questions about mysteries, both ancient and future. A new book by Covington native Brandon Grubb touches upon such mysteries, but gives no answers. I plant a lot of seeds. I let the reader decide, he said in an interview. Under the pen name Brandon Dion, Grubb has self-published The Remote Generation, which he described as a parapsychological thriller. There are elements of the paranormal, and it explores concepts relevant to the end times and conspiracy-type things, he said. It's been a challenge to decide how to market the book, as it doesn't fit into any clear-cut categories, he said. Amazon lists it under mystery, thriller, suspense. The main character is Jeremiah, who is no stranger to the paranormal. Now, as the old truths of the world begin pushing their way back to the surface, Jeremiah must come to terms with his own new truth. The paranormal no longer surrounds just him. He soon finds himself at the center of unwanted attention and caught up in a deadly race between opposing forces, those seeking to recover the truth and those struggling to keep it concealed. The title refers to a generation gifted with enhanced knowledge and abilities designed to aid them in their quest for truth. The ancients had spoken of a coming age when truths buried deep beneath the sands of time would once again see the light of day. A fan of the book, Summer Beard of Lafayette, Indiana, said she couldn't put the book down. From the fascinating idea of the paranormal down to the brilliant details, I was captivated from beginning to end, she said. By the end, what I thought was an implausible concept turned into reasonable and possible. The 262-page paperback reads quickly, with lots of dialogue and details. The cover was designed by Grubb. The storyline, he said, is 90% fiction, but the rest is based on his own experiences and others' experiences with things they couldn't explain. The subject of the end times fascinates people, he said, as well as hidden or buried history from ancient civilizations. For example, people still wonder about things similar to the pyramids and who built them. I touch on things like that in the book, Grubb said. Maybe there is an explanation for things. Ancient texts talk about people living in end times. Like everyone else, he has questions about mysteries, saying, I like to inspire people to find the answers themselves and ask questions. I don't like to talk about things definitively and authoritatively. He added, I'm solid in my beliefs and my faith, but there are questions outside of that that there aren't sufficient answers for. Grubb said a couple of people helped him edit the book, and the first draft took 2 or 3 months. It was a very grueling process, he said. It took about 7 months. When the books arrived at his home, he said, it was kind of surreal. I had hoped, but didn't expect, to see it published. Grubb had also written a science fiction book in 2013, but the editing process was so daunting that he set it aside, and he may revisit it later. He's had positive reactions from people who have read The Remote Generation, saying the feedback has been humbling and encouraging. He's already planning a sequel and possibly a series, and has a couple of other stories in his head. Grubb, 41, who lives in both Covington and Lafayette, is a 1995 graduate of Covington High School. He received an associate's degree from Danville Area Community College and a bachelor's in political science from Purdue University in 2006. He later added a teaching license in such subjects as government, psychology, sociology, and history while attending St. Mary of the Woods College. The Remote Generation by Brandon Dion is available on www.amazon.com and at Hugh Specialty Foods on the Square in Covington, Indiana. Cost is $12. And now a few obituaries from the News Gazette, Saturday, August 19th, 2017. Henry Hooker, Danville. Henry Hooker, 85, of Danville, died Thursday, August 17th, 2017, in Danville. A memorial service for the Navy veteran will be at 11 a.m. Tuesday at Spring Hill Cemetery, 301 East Voorhees Drive Street, Danville. Burial will be in Spring Hill Cemetery. Roar Vet Funeral Services, 3 South Hodge Street, Tilton, is in charge of arrangements. Alice May Trueblood, Hoopston. Alice May Trueblood, 86, of Hoopston, died at 7:54 p.m. Wednesday, August 16, 2017, at Carl Foundation Hospital, Urbana. Funeral services will be at 10 a.m. Monday at Anderson Funeral Home, 427 East Main Street, Hoopston. Pastor Clint Fink will officiate. Burial will be in Floral Hill Cemetery, Hoopston. Visitation will be from 3 to 6 p.m. Sunday at the funeral home. Richard Wrench, Danville. Richard Wrench, 75, of Danville, died at 8:55 p.m. Thursday, August 17, 2017, at North Logan Healthcare Center, Danville. Funeral services will be at 10 a.m. Tuesday at Sunset Funeral Home and Cremation Center, 3940 North Vermilion Street, Danville. Alex Davolt will officiate. Burial will be at a later date. Visitation will be from 4 to 8 p.m. Monday at the funeral home. And from the Sunday, August 20th edition of the News Gazette, Jack Milliken, Danville. Jack R. Milliken, 98, passed away at 6:15 p.m. Friday, August 18, 2017, at Presence United Samaritans Medical Center in Danville. A celebration of his life will be at 11 a.m. Wednesday, August 23rd, at Sunset Funeral Home and Cremation Center, 3940 North Vermilion Street, Danville. Visitation will be an hour before the service. Burial will be in Spring Hill Cemetery. Memorials can be made in Jack's name to Danville Noon Kiwanis. Please join Jack's family in sharing photos and memories on his tribute wall at www.sunsetfuneralhome.com. John Nicholson, Danville. John Jack Nicholson, 85, of Danville, passed away on Thursday, August 17, 2017, in Crawfordsville, Indiana. Visitation will be from 10 a.m. to noon, Tuesday, August 22, 2017, at Pape Family Funeral Home, 10 East William Street, Danville. Services will be at noon at the funeral home, with Pastor Drew Metzer officiating. Burial will follow at Danville National Cemetery with honors by Danville Post 210. Jacqueline Easley, Danville. Jacqueline Easley, 77, of Danville, died at 6:25 p.m. Monday, August 14, 2017, at her residence. Funeral services will be at noon Tuesday, August 22nd, at Allen Chapel AME Church, 503 North Jackson, Danville, with Pastor Steve Perkins officiating. Burial will be in Spring Hill Cemetery, Danville. Visitation will be at 11 a.m. Tuesday at the church. Arrangements are by Leek & Sons Funeral Home, 304 East William Street, Danville. Continuing with articles from the Commercial News, an article entitled Indiana Library Wins Grant by Griffiths, August 20, 2017. Author and genealogist Megan Smolyanyak has awarded her 200th grant to the Allen County, Indiana Public Library Genealogy Center in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Little did Smolyanyak realize 17 years ago that she'd still be making a living as a genealogist all this time and still be giving grant money to worthy recipients. Most people that have done research in the U.S. know about the Genealogy Center at the Allen County Public Library, a place that has everything. The grant money can be used for anything the staff at the center thinks would be most helpful. Any individual or group is eligible to apply for a Seton Shields Genealogy Grant, named after Megan's mother. The one-page application can be found online at http://tinyurl.com/y8yt2u3. Genealogy Center brochure. The Allen County Public Library has prepared a most helpful brochure detailing the collections that can be researched at the Genealogy Center. They include family histories, census records, city directories, passenger lists, military records, U.S. local records, U.S. special collections, Native American records, Canadian records, British Isles, Germany, periodicals, and online databases. To read and download this 8-page brochure, visit http://tinyurl.com/amazinmary8xnfrank. Researching Native Americans. Ancestry has provided a free research guide in PDF entitled Researching Your American Indian Ancestors on Ancestry, which can be downloaded at http://tinyurl.com/y, C as in cat, 2, M as in Mary, G, G, J, 8. This 8-page guide provides a helpful strategy which starts at home and then makes use of Ancestry's many databases, which are accessible by a fee-based subscription. Many libraries offer these databases to their patrons on the library's subscription. Ancestry is home to the largest online collection of records relating to American Indians, including a wide selection dealing with the five civilized tribes, the Cherokee, Chickasha, Choctaw, Creek, and Seminole. Holdings in Montgomery County. Anyone having ancestors who lived in Montgomery County, Indiana, may be interested in the archival materials held by the Montgomery County Historical Society. The Society is housed in Lane Place, the home of Senator Henry S. Lane and his wife, Joanna, built in 1845. The Montgomery County Historical Society website at http://www.lane-mchs.org has links to several interesting pages, including archival holdings, all of which may be viewed during visiting hours, Speed Cabin, a home owned by John Allen Speed, 1801 to 1873, a conductor for the Underground Railroad, Pattison Pavilion, Montgomery County History, Liberty Elm Tree, and more. Find Ancestors in America. Ancestry has an informative guide, 10 places to find your Irish ancestor in America, that in actuality applies to any foreign nationality ancestry search. At http://tinyurl.com/YAX, Z as in zebra, P as in Paul, X, U, C as in cat, are easy to follow directions for finding clues that may just help a researcher conquer that brick wall. Queries, as well as a general exchange of genealogical material that readers would like to share, will be printed in this column for free. Contact Joan Griffiths by emailing capital J, capital B as in boy, capital G, R-I-F-F-I-S at AOL.com. That's J.B. Griffiths at AOL.com. Continuing with an article entitled Photos Sought of Vietnam Veterans by the Illinois Press Foundation. When the Vietnam Veterans Memorial in Washington, D.C. was finished in 1983, the wall listed about 58,000 servicemen and women who had either died in action or went missing in action during the Vietnam War. Because of a fire at a government storage facility in 1973, the U.S. military lost millions of personnel records, including many of those who were listed on the wall. Although the military and other organizations made efforts to recover lost data, 24,000 veterans listed on the wall had no photo in their military records in 2013. Thanks to a coordinated effort among Illinois newspapers, nearly 100 photos of Illinois veterans have been located and submitted to the Wall of Faces, available at http://www.vvm.org/wall-of-faces. However, as of May 1st, Illinois still has 489 service members who do not have a photo in the Vietnam Veteran Memorials Fund's database. The Illinois Press Foundation seeks your help. These Vermilion County service members do not have a photo on the Wall of Faces. Harry S. Mason, Jr. of Danville. Ference J. Ram of Danville. Larry E. Whittington of Fairmount. Do you know any of them? Did you go to high school or serve with one of these men or women? Check photo archives or yearbooks. Talk to neighbors and former classmates. Please help honor these veterans by putting a face to the name. It is important for us to honor these people who served and sacrificed for their country, but we should also remember that they were people just like us. They enjoyed crazy adventures with high school friends. They had crushes, fell in love, and got married. Some even had children. They were people with special talents and many goals. There are so many stories on the wall, stories of people as diverse as the nation itself. Help honor these young men and women who gave their lives in Southeast Asia. The first step to telling their stories is to locate their photos. Those who locate a missing photo of a veteran can submit the photo to the Commercial News at newsroom@dancomnews.com or at our offices, 17 West North Street, P.O. Box 787, Danville, Illinois, 61834. This has been Mary with the Commercial News for Danville of August 21st, 2017. I look forward to reading with you again soon.